So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. Listen, I want to answer this question that I keep getting over and over and over again. Dr. Berg, should I drink more water to help myself lose weight? Well, the answer is yes, it's true that water is low in calories and the idea that it'll fill you up and you'll be less hungry for about a minute. Until you have to pee it all out. Water does not dissolve fat. They don't mix too well. So drinking more water is not going to melt your fat off or help you lose weight. It's basically you're gonna flush your electrolytes out. When you drink, and listen, I'm not against water, okay? When you're thirsty, drink the water. If you're exercising, drink more water. But what I'm against is overhydration, drinking too much water. Forcing your body to drink way beyond what you're thirsty for is really, really bad. For someone to say that everyone needs a gallon of water a day, it's not quite true because there's some dangers in that. There's a condition called hyponatremia, which is basically low salt in your blood, low sodium in your blood. So when you drink a lot of water, you're flushing out these key electrolytes, potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium. And when you don't have electrolytes, there goes the electrical conductivity to the heart. There goes the muscle contraction and a lot of other issues. So here are the symptoms of low electrolytes because of too much water with this condition called hyponatremia. You can look this up. I'll put a link down below. And because we've been taught this so much, a lot of people almost get pissed when I bring this up because it conflicts with what they already know or what they've been taught. But if you have that viewpoint, just I want to ask you, who told you that? Who told you that you need to drink all this water? Who told you that everyone is dehydrated? And you'll find out, like, it's when you start looking, you're like, well, everyone just knows that. Well, where? Who told you? And do you know if that's absolutely a truth? You can get confusion, weak muscles, headaches, your brain can swell, and you could have an increased risk of this thing called death. You could actually die by drinking too much water. It can put you in a situation, especially if you're an athlete and you're overhydrated, just putting a lot of stress on the heart because you're diluting the electrolytes. Again, I'm not against drinking water. Just if you want to drink a lot of water, just put some electrolytes in that water to make sure you don't deplete your electrolytes. And of course, the worst thing you could do is drink distilled water and exercise because that will deplete the minerals even more. But go by your thirst. Are you thirsty? Put attention on, am I thirsty? Of course, you could have no attention in your body and forget about drinking water, and that's not good. But the point is that if you're thirsty, drink water. If you're not thirsty, don't drink as much, especially don't force yourself to drink. And your body will adapt to that as well. Last point about sports drinks and energy drinks, which is a joke because they'll put just a little bit of sodium and a lot of fructose or sugar, high fructose corn syrup, in these drinks, which also depletes more potassium out of your body, so you become even more dehydrated. It's sugar water, basically, and it's expensive sugar water, so that is not a good way to hydrate yourself. All right? Thanks for watching.
Press it. Forget it. I'm done. Press the subscribe button, and I will keep you updated on the future events.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.